Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim. The Klalam and Alam Simulam Beis. Now, the Chayadim said if there's a tear in the actual urea itself, in the actual parchment itself, calls Mashal Tafra, it's also the Krispo. So that's an example where something is possible in Sefer Torah. I feel the Nikra of Tech Beis Sheetan. So the Shulchan Aruch says that even if the tear, I didn't tear up multiple rows, so even if it didn't tear in the words, which means you're not going to pass up because the words are no longer connected and therefore the words are not read properly, so you've like ripped apart the words, but just the fact that there's a tear in the line itself, so it goes through two lines of the Sefer Torah, so that's going to be a problem. So the Chayyim says that I think even if it tears through one line, it's going to be a problem as well. Now he gets involved in that they're putting a patch on. We're going to skip that part. If you skip down to the end of Siman Lamed Beis, now he's dealing not with the actual parchment tore, but rather there was a tear in the stitches which hold together the ureas came apart. Kilo en achas. So when the stitches come apart, it's considered as if the Sefer Torah is no longer one, it's two separate svarim because they're not attached. Okay, so is there some way which we can, what is the minimum to say that they're still considered attached? So the Chayyim gives us two options. If there are five or six stitches which are left, it would be a small sefer that could be even less than five or six stitches. If the majority of the area of the heights of the urea is still sewn together, so that is sufficient. Interesting halacha that we do, or hanhaga that we do. When we sew the Sefer Torah together, we leave a little bit open on top and on bottom. We start the stitching a little bit down the way of the Sefer, and we finish it a little before the bottom of the Sefer. This way, when there's going to be pressure pulling on the Sefer, we're stretching it, for example, we're rolling it, we're doing Hagba, there's a little give that we have on the top and the bottom, which allows to dissipate some of that energy which is pulling at it and threatening to pull it apart. In order to avoid this, we did mention when a person does hagba, a person should do hagba with the seam in the middle. And this way, if it does tear chas v'shalom, the tear will be on the stitches, which is just a question of sewing back stitches, as opposed to the tear in the actual sefer itself, which is much more significant. Okay, so those are some examples of issues which can develop in the sefer, that because of that, the sefer Torah is no longer considered kosher. Here we get more examples in Siman Lamed Daled of other things which are considered mistakes, which are problematic. One point that he would point out, that when we write words, so there's always an issue of chaser and yeser. Sometimes you write a word which has an O sound, a cholom, with the vav, and sometimes you write it without the vav. Sometimes you write a word with a yud, it has an E sound, a chirik, with a yud, and sometimes a chirik without a yud. So those type of psulim we do not pass the Sefer Torah for. A chaser and a yeser type of an issue, that there's a yud where there shouldn't be a yud, or there's a vav where there should not be a vav, or vice versa, there's no vav when there should be a vav. So in general, we do not pass on the sefer because of those type of psulim. But there are other types of psulim which the Chayyim will talk about, which will pass on the sefer. We're not going to go through all of them, because this is not necessarily the area of understanding of the average layman. But at least understand what's happening a little bit. So that's what we talked about. These different examples of things which could pass on the sefer. So Beth Hashem, in the next year, we will talk about, so what do we do when we find this psul in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah? What is the correct procedure at that point in time? Meanwhile, have a good day.